quarterback, and just his continued, age doesn't seem to be a factor.
Yeah, he works extremely hard to prepare for every season. This was no different. Had a good spring, good summer training camp, and he's doing all the things that he's always been very good at. Not making mistakes, taking the profit, in the passing game, getting us out of bad plays, and just running the offense as efficiently as he can. So, offensively, we got a long list of things that we think we can do better. We got to fix or improve upon after three games. A lot of work ahead of us. But I think there's some positives, certainly, in the first three weeks.
To the naked eye, it doesn't look like there's anything to improve on. So what is a coaching staff are you guys seeing that you're saying, okay, we're not quite there yet?
Well, there's always – I mean, that's the great thing about this game is you – even if you have success, you're never going to play a perfect game, a perfect quarter. We had penalties yesterday, negative runs, sacks – missed assignments. It's never perfect, and that's okay. I mean, that's what we work on every week, and you want to try as you go forward throughout the course of the season to get better in every area that you can on whatever side of the ball you're working on. We've had some production for sure. There's some positive things, and at the same time, there's a lot of things that we can get better at, and that's really. So the great thing about our group of guys is they come in each week and they know that there's going to be some things we put out there in front of them that we want to fix and improve upon, and they work as hard as they possibly can for 7 days to try to improve those things so that we can go out there the next week and be even better.
It's not often that you see quarterbacks in their late 30s elevate their game. So even this year at 30 years old, where have you seen Tom take his game even to another level?
It's very similar to me in terms of the years that I've had a chance to coach him. Each year seems about the same to me because he comes in with a list of things he wants to do a little bit better than he did the year before, and he always works hard at his fundamentals, his preparation, understanding the game plan, knowing the defense. He's very, very little surprises me with him because of the way he approaches his work and his life. And it's very important to him that he comes out and tries to execute whatever it is we tell him we need him to do on a week-to-week basis. He wants to make sure that he never lets his teammates down. And just his whole approach to playing this position for this team is a great example for all the players and coaches alike. That's what we ask of everybody here, and he's a great example of what we need from everybody.
Why is it about the great ones that they do things like that? I mean, Larry Bird used to always say, when I go home in the offseason, I work on going to my left because it's one of my weaknesses. Why, Jordan, why do you see the guys, maybe the best ever, are able to go out there and do and show that work ethic and show everyone else the way?
I think the work ethic comes before they become who they are. I don't think it's the other way around. There's something that these guys understand at an early age that allows them to become really successful at their jobs. And I don't think as they age, it changes. They still use that same formula of self-evaluation, identifying things that they may not be, the best at, some things that may be weaknesses in their games, and then they try to fix them and improve upon them. And he's got an incredible desire to be the best at every little thing that he does. And like I said, I think it's a great example for each player in our locker room, to try to, come to work each day, find something to work on, make it better than the day it was before. So that's how he approaches every single day.
Tom said this morning that a big part of it is your chemistry, building upon itself and how you can make quicker adjustments. How do you see it on your end?
Very much the same. I mean, we spend a lot of time together, so it's a relationship, when you're talking about a play caller and the quarterback or the quarterback coach and the quarterback, you really want to try to be in harmony by the time you get to kickoff on everything that could come up in the game. And for us, we've had a lot of experience together. I think experience and going through some different things over the course of many years, we've gained just some wisdom, you know, in terms of how to work with each other, how to communicate effectively with one another. And, you know, our communication, our relationship, I would imagine that right now, it's as good as it's been, you know, since we've started to work together. And a lot of that comes because we neither one of us wants to let the other one down. And, you know, I work hard to try to prepare him. He works hard to try to be prepared. And, you know, we go out there and try to do the best we can each Sunday.
And along those lines, how much does that help keep the other defense, or keep the defense on their heels when you
want to go? Each week's a different challenge for us. I mean, you know, whether it's tempo or different situations in the game, we're always try to do everything we can to gain an advantage, you know, and help our players be successful and try to put them in the best positions we can. So, you know, we got our hands full each week with what they do. And we have to concern ourselves with how do we answer the problems that they present us. So, you know, we go into each week with a long list of things we want to try to do well, but also a long list of things we got to try to prevent them from doing well. So our focus strictly remains on that. And, you know, however it unfolds on Sunday, it unfolds. But we really got to try to prevent ourselves from being exposed or exploited with some schemes that are challenging each week. And every defense we play has really good players and good coaches. So, you know, we just got to work hard at it each week.
Josh, kind of a dumb question. How was Gronk able to get so open?
Well, I mean, you know, one, I mean, he's obviously a very good player. You know, and he does a lot of good things on the field. And, you know, look, there's a lot of things in the game that you don't want to let happen. But that may require you to do some things and give in another area, you know. So there's give and take in a lot of things. And sometimes people try to take one player out of the game that could really open up a lot of things for some other people. And then other times they just, you know, try to play their defense. And we have to try to take what they give us. So, you know, if he's open, he's open. If he's not, we got to try to find somebody else. And Rob's just trying to do the best he can each week and each play to do his assignment and be there if his number is called or if the coverage allows us to throw it to him.
How much information does he have to process being a tight end in your offense?
Tight ends are all, I mean, I've always kind of thought this, that tight ends are probably the skilled player that's closest to, not the same, but closest to the quarterback, because they're involved in the running game, they're involved in pass protection, they're involved in pass routes, they have to read the coverage, they have to know the defensive front. I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot that goes into it mentally for them to be able to, you know, carry out their assignments and do all the things we ask them to do. So our whole tight end group, you know, prepares extremely hard. Brian's as good of a position coach, you know, that I've been around, does a tremendous job of preparing those guys each week for all of the responsibilities that they have, which are numerous. And those guys really, really come to the work week ready to go. They know we're going to ask a lot of them, and they really embrace that and do a pretty good job of making sure that they're ready to go by Sunday.
Rob is now in his sixth year. Have you seen him growing a lot of savvy in terms of how he plays the game?
I mean, there's
retaining a lot of information.
Yeah, he definitely does. I mean, I think each year I've been around him, he's grown in a lot of ways. But, you know, whether it's taking care of his body, recovering from one week to the next, studying mentally, preparing for practice, looking at tape of his opponent so he knows the people that he's playing against, and then overall technique in terms of blocking, route running, all those types of things. I think he's learned a lot over the course of many seasons, and you know, hopefully we can continue to work hard with him, and I know he'll work hard to try to get better and improve in any area that he can.
You use the word harmony to describe your relationship with Tom Brady, but it seems like you have that same sort of chemistry all the way down. There's a lot of depth on this offense. How much is that factored into the offense's success as a whole, the efficiency and the proficiency of how well you guys are playing?
I'd say first that, like I said, there's some things we definitely can do better. There's a lot of things we need to work on and improve upon. I think we have a group that comes in and works really hard, and that's, to me, the number one ingredient that we ask of them. If we're going to go out there and try to execute at a high level on a game day, we're going to need to put in a lot of preparation during the 7 weeks leading up to the game. And our group is unselfish. They embrace the game plan, the role we ask of them each week, which changes. And then they try to do the best they can with their job, which may or may not, you know, bring them a lot of individual attention. And so I think for that reason, you know, there's a lot of unselfish people in there. They care more about winning than individual statistics or numbers. We just want to do whatever's asked of us during the course of the game plan week to help our team win. And I think we have a lot of guys that really understand that. And it's fun to coach a group like that.
Teams a lot of Tom's successes